Hello, welcome to another message. So today we're going to be talking about constantly making melody in your heart to God and also constantly being filled with the word of God. So I'm going to be taking Ephesians 5:19, which says, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Colossians 3:16 says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. So this is very explicit and is a commandment, but most of the time we don't realize that these instructions are very vital. It's the word of God. Man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. So it is the word of God that matters. It is how you abide by the word of God, how you take in the word of God and abide. That's what actually matters, and that's how you're going to be having victory. Another translation says, singing to God with gratitude in your heart. Another one says, singing to God with thanksgiving in your heart. Thanksgiving is very, very important. If you want to keep the enemy under, if you want to be constantly victorious over the devil, if you want to have constant upper hand over the devil, these are scriptures that you should practice. Because a lot of people ask me, how can we get to spiritual maturity? How can we grow spiritually? These are the keys. Apart from constantly loving your neighbor as yourself, working in holiness, all those obvious ones that you know, keeping away from gossiping, keeping your tongue sanctified, these ones are very important. If you want to constantly have the fire of God, the fire of Christ, if you want to put on the garment of light, learn how to put on the garment of thanksgiving and the garment of praise. Those things precede the garment of fire. There are different garments in the spiritual world, but the strongest is the garment of fire, the garment of gold, the garment of the glory of God. Now you're going to be putting on all those other garments. You put on the garment of humility, the garment of righteousness, the garment of light, the garment of wisdom, all those other ones you're going to put them on, the garment of praise, the garment of thanksgiving. Then God himself will crown you with glory. He will crown you with fire, with the constant manifest presence of God. So that's how to keep your aura clean. That's how to keep your spirit clean. That's how to be constantly victorious. The first point we're going to be taking now is spiritual maturity is when you are full of the word of God and the word of God is not scanty in you. If you go to the parable of the sower, you will see that there are different levels of the word of God living in you, dwelling in you. So it's your responsibility to make sure that that word of God that is in you is hundredfold and that you bear hundredfold fruit. So don't let the book of the law, like how the Lord told Joshua, don't let the word of God depart from your eyes. Make sure that you know the word of God. Make sure you have the word of God in your heart. Make sure that you're constantly meditating on the scriptures. Even when you're not carrying the Bible, even when you're walking or when you're doing something, or when you're in the park, wherever you are, you can practice it. You can actually be confessing the word of God, reciting the word of God. You know, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not walk. There are different scriptures. The Lord is the glory and the lifter of my head. They're just different scriptures you can be saying in your mind. And also you can be thanking God constantly in your mind. You can be singing to him, making melody to the Lord. Once you're doing that, you will notice that you're constantly filled with the presence of God. With me, that is how it works. For how many years now? For several years, it has never failed me. Once I'm doing that, once I'm constantly focused on the Lord, constantly confessing the word of God, constantly making melody in my heart to the Lord, I'm constantly filled with the presence of God. In fact, yesterday, I enjoyed the glory of God so much yesterday night. So it's just always like that. It's a constant daily reality, except I'm too busy and then I stop doing these things I'm talking about. Then I'm going to feel the impact. I'm not going to feel the presence of God the way that I'm supposed to feel it. So it is us that were the ones that were supposed to pay the price. It is you that will pay the price. I'm the one to pay the price. God is not going to pay the price for you because Jesus has already died. He has already paid the price for your salvation. So the price that you're going to be paying now is the price of obedience. That price of obedience is making sure that this word of God, whatever you see in the word of God, that's what you're doing. Whatever instruction the word of God is telling you to do, that's what you're doing. You're constantly finding out what pleases the Lord, and you're doing it. That's the only way that you're going to be in constant victory. So the second point is, you constantly singing psalms, spiritual songs, making melody in your heart to God. Those are from the scriptures that we read out. So that is very specific. In fact, the two scriptures I read out, both of them had psalms in them. So psalms, just, you know, keep singing to the Lord, keep singing psalms to God, reciting psalms to God anyhow, or even poems. You can compose your own poems to God. You can compose your own music to God. You can compose your own melody, and in your heart, you're singing it. That's how, if David could live like that, how many years ago, that's how David lived. So if you want to have that kind of intimate fellowship with God, don't overlook that. Make sure that you're a grateful person, because one thing I've noticed with the Lord is that He doesn't like negative mind. He doesn't like a grumbling, complaining mind, a critical mind, a mind that's always criticizing God, judging God, thinking bad about God, thinking bad about other human beings. Everything around them, they always criticize, but they don't criticize themselves. That's what I noticed. But some people even criticize themselves too. So that's a destructive way to live, because anything you're criticizing, you're kind of reducing that thing. So it's not good. It's good for you to have a healthy mindset. And the way you're going to have it now is through the psalms we're talking about. Spiritual songs, making melody in your heart to the Lord. So I can't emphasize that enough. Number three is singing to God with gratitude and thanksgiving. So these scriptures said it. One said with grace in your heart. One said with thanksgiving. One said with gratitude. The same thing. So constantly singing to the Lord, thanksgiving, with thanksgiving. God loves a thankful heart. Several times the Lord will just tell me, give me my food. I already know what His food is. Once He says that to me, I begin to say that. I begin to thank Him. I don't need to sing it. Sometimes I might just be saying it. Thank you, Jesus, for setting me free with your blood. But sometimes I sing it too. It's good for you to make melody, because the Bible was also specific and said making melody. So if you're doing a form of melody, fine. Even if you're not doing a form of melody, you're reciting it, fine. But make sure that your heart is a heart of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is very important, because I know some people might, you know, kind of have it as a limitation. Okay, making melody, I'm not able to make melody, and then they stop. No, even if you're not making melody, you can be saying it. Thank you, Jesus. I do it a lot. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for setting me free with your blood. Thank you, Jesus, for today. Thank you for what you've done for me. You know, just form that habit of always thanking God. Then you can also make melody. You can also compose the thanksgiving in form of melody. There are so many songs out there that have thanksgiving in them. So you can just get those songs. You might not be able to compose, but you can compose. But if you're not able to compose, there's so many songs already that have thanks in them. Just go look for those songs and begin to sing those songs to the Lord. Just be thanking Him. If you want to have the presence of God, if you want to constantly be clothed with fire, because people have been asking me, how do we get to spiritual maturity? How can we be spiritual? This is how to be spiritual. If you have a heart that is constantly focused on God, keeping away from doing those things that God doesn't want, and you're always thanking the Lord, you're always praising the Lord, you're always quoting the scriptures, reciting the scriptures, all the scriptures that talk about what Jesus Christ did for us, how He died for us, saved us, your heart is constantly dwelling on those scriptures, instead of you having negative thoughts, negative mindset, you know, condemning yourself, just keep saying what the scripture says about you. I'm blessed. I'm precious. God loves me. Keep on thinking about the love of God. It's very important. Keep on looking at yourself from that mindset of how God sees you. Look at yourself from the lens of God's eyes. Let the word of God be that lens that you use in seeing yourself, because I realize that God doesn't like self-condemnation. God doesn't like self-rejection, because God is not condemning you. He has already redeemed you. So as long as you're focused on God, even if you're not yet pure, even if there are certain sins that are still holding you back, well, God Himself is the one who's going to be breaking away those sins, because it is grace. Our hearts, in the book of Hebrews, the scripture says that our hearts are strengthened by grace, not by rules and regulation and by food, but by grace. It is the grace of God that strengthens our hearts. So as long as we're yielding to God, practicing the presence of God, doing these things I'm talking about now, constantly being in the presence of God, making melody in your house to God, singing psalms to God and all of that. God is the one that is going to build you up. Even if you're not yet there, maybe in terms of holiness and righteousness, God is going to be the one to be sanctifying you. As long as you desire that, you don't want to do bad, you don't want to talk bad about people, you want to love people, God is the one that is going to build up that in you, because it is grace that builds. But the only thing is that make sure that your eyes are focused on Christ. Do not depend on yourself. As long as you're doing that, you're going to be having victory, and you see that the presence of God will always be with you. And it is that presence of God that will always be with you that is going to be purifying you, making you holy, sanctifying you. Sanctification is by the word of God and by the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that sanctifies. You can't sanctify yourself by yourself. So if you don't know what to be thankful for, thank God because your name is written in heaven. Yeah. That's what Jesus said. Jesus told the disciples, he said, rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Don't even rejoice because the demons obey. So you can imagine the hierarchy of command that God is telling them. He's saying, rejoice because your names are written in heaven. That is even more important than rejoicing because the demons obey them. So you can see how much God values that rejoicing. When you're rejoicing, you rejoice with thanksgiving. God loves it. God loves celebration. The Lord has told me that several times. There was a time the Lord appeared to me, and that was I was singing to him. I was in worship, thanking him for the blood of Jesus that set me free. I was also saying, send your power, send your power. So it was a combination of asking for the presence of God and also thanking God for defeating death for me, for having carried my sins on the cross. So that's what I was doing, and the Lord appeared to me, and the Lord specifically asked me for what I wanted. He said, what do you want? That was what he said to me. In that one, I was just asking for the presence of God, but he asked me what I wanted, and I told him what I wanted in that vision, and that's it. And the Lord said, done. Sometimes when the Lord appears to me like that, or when I hear him talk to me, if he asks me what I want, or I'm talking to him, I'm telling him what I want, sometimes he will just say done. And once the Lord says done, I know it is done. So it is possible for you to communicate with the Lord that way. He is going to be the one leading you, guiding you, cleansing your life for you. You know, just making a way for you where there seems to be no way, where, you know, you think there's confusion all around, there's darkness all around, you're thinking, oh, I mean, just in this big pit, I can't come out of this pit. It's so difficult. It looks so difficult. It looks like a very difficult situation. As long as you're constantly grateful, you're constantly praising the Lord, you're rejoicing because the blood of Jesus set you free, you're keeping away from sin, you're not looking at your circumstances. Forget about your circumstances. It doesn't matter how many demons are bombarding you. It doesn't matter how much attack you're having. Don't look at that. That is not the word of God. The word of God says finished and done. So never consider those things, because why the enemy is doing that is for you to focus your mind on those things. And once you begin to get overwhelmed, I'm having this attack, I'm having the demons, this, that, once your mind gets bogged up with problems, the devil is going to begin to have an upper hand over you, because now that problem will weigh you down, and then you're not able to rejoice, you're not able to cheer up. There was a time, I've said it before, there was a time I was in the hospital bed, and the Lord spoke to me and said, cheer up. It was a command. It was a command. Cheer up. And then, you know, the situation I was in was not a situation where you'd be cheering up in. I didn't see that situation as a situation for cheering up. Yet the Lord said, cheer up. And immediately the Lord said that to me, I obeyed. I started singing praises. Before I knew that, I left the hospital bed, you know. So that was just it. So we need to hear from God. We need to obey his commands. And we need to realize that regardless of the situation we're in, we should constantly be thanking the Lord, be praising the Lord, be rejoicing the Lord. Even if I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I will be thanking God. I'll be praising God. I'll be rejoicing in him. I'll be celebrating Christ. That's how your mind should function. Like for me, I've formed that as a lifestyle, and it works for me. Just pray to be in such a mindset that even if you're crossing over, even if you're dying, you see that you're singing praises to God, your heart is rejoicing in him, you're thankful, you're grateful, you're confessing your salvation, you're rejoicing in the Lord, you're celebrating him. That's what happens in heaven. Celebration, rejoicing, praising God. You can practice it here on earth. You can be full of joy. Joy is a lifestyle. You make conscious effort to have joy. That's what you should just know. So anything to do with negativity, sadness, depression, all the, you can change what you think. That's what I found out with God, and that's how the Lord has been leading me, and I've been obeying Him. Once He instructs me that way, I obey Him. That's what pleases Him. That's what makes Him happy. That's what brings down the glory of God. That's what attracts the presence of God. So if you want to be constantly filled with fire, if you want to be clothed with fire, then learn how to practice these scriptures, this thanksgiving that we're talking about, making melody in your heart to God. Just do that. Thank God for the blood of Jesus that set you free constantly. Just have that mindset of being grateful and being full of praise. Once you're living your life that way, I can guarantee you that you're going to be constantly enjoying the presence of God. Just keep away from sin, anything. Don't be wicked to others. Don't harm others. Just keep walking in God's plan for your life. Keep hearing from God. But once you're doing all these activities I'm talking about, God Himself will be talking to you, be hearing Him, and then you will even know what is God's plan for your life, and you'll be able to walk in it. And once you hear a command from God, this is what I want you to do. Don't disobey it, because when you're disobeying it, you'll still be giving the enemy an upper hand, because what you're doing with God is not magic. It's a relationship. So even as you're praising God, confessing the scriptures, thanking Him, make sure that those things that the Lord told you to do, you're doing it. You'll be having more success, more victory as you're doing that. But if you're being disobedient, you're still going to be limiting yourself. So that's how it works. So I'm going to pray for you now. I pray that the Lord Himself clothes you with the garment of humility. May the Lord clothe you with the garment of righteousness, with the garment of praise, with the garment of thanksgiving, and with the garment of fire. May the Lord Himself lead you from glory to glory, from victory to victory. May the Lord make you complete through the blood of Jesus Christ. May the Lord be the glory and the lifter of your head. May the Lord bless you and keep you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Have a good day. Remain blessed. Bye.